Good morning. Good morning.
All right, what's the trouble? What do you need? Who's the girl? Where's the problem?
Okay, it's a lady friend of mine at school. As of today, I've known her all for a week, right?
All for a week. You met her what, college?
Yeah, met her college. Still at school, actually.
Oh, great. Okay, sure. Okay, I got the scene. That's chapter 56, by the way.
Chapter 56?
Chapter 56 of the Hop with the Gaga Handbook.
How's it go?
Well, it goes pretty simple, actually. A lot of people meet dames that they want to come up to and talk to in college.
All them sophisticated college girls.
That's what you need the bookstore bore. Try it. Because they're really conscious of you putting the moves out. But, hey, everybody talks at the bookstore. So what you do is you write down all the names of the books that you got to buy for those courses that you're with her in. When you're leaving the class, you say, did you buy your book yet? You say, no, I ain't got them yet. Let's go over there. Well, she's got classes that you're not in. So when she goes to buy that Gray's Anatomy textbook, you say, oh, I got that one. Oh, geez, don't buy that. All right, save yourself $42.50. I got that. I took that last year. Oh, what a bitch. But I made some good notes in the margin. You can have it if you want. You mean I can just have it? Yeah, you can have it. I'm not going to use it. You want to read Gray's Anatomy? I'm taking a man. Believe me, just gathering dust. And then she's going to pick up that Western Civilization book. You say, geez, don't touch that. I got that one, too. Man, that's a $73 book. I got it. Oh, you can have it. Every book she goes to touch. I got that. My older brother took that course. Still got that book. Well, now, she's already got that check from Mom and Dad for $300 to buy her books. She's thinking in her head, wait a minute. I pocket the $300. I get the books from this yucca puck. And that's going to be nice to you now. When you say, tell you what, why don't we shoot over to my dorm and I get the books for you? She'll be like, yeah, sweeto. So when you say, let's stop and get a burger at the student union before we do that, I'm kind of hungry. What's she going to say, no? Give me the books? Leave me alone? Nah. She's going to eat the burger. So you talk lightly, stare at her hungrily. She perking up, warming to the conversation. Right, listen, let's hop in the wheel, shall we? Get up to my dorm so I can get you those books. That's when you take that slow drive across the campus. You say, well, it's not crucial. Let's stop here at Point Lookout for a second here. And God, this is great. This really works out good because frankly, I was thinking, yeah, I just broke up with a girl I've been going out with for a long time, and now I meet you casually in the bookstore. And frankly, you are so nice to have a burger with me and add a little sunshine to my life. And she'll say, oh, that's nonsense. You're so nice to give me all those books. You say, no, you're nicer. You're sweet and you're soft and you're feminine. And I wish I were those books so I could sit on your shelf and watch you sleep every night.
Aww.
Before you know it, another topic raises its ugly head. She'll eat the burger. Yeah. That's when you pick out some nondescript-looking dormitory building. Say, tell you what, let me let you out in front, because I don't want you to tire out those pretty little features. You wait right here. I got to go. Yeah, stupid campus regulator. Got to park like two lots down. So let me park the car, then I'll be right back to get you those books. Wait for me here now.
Man, DC 101.